Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations to our esteemed listeners because, as you know, this month is the month of Ramadan. This is a month of mercy. It's the month of forgiveness. It's the month in which it has been narrated that even our breaths are considered acts of worship. Even you know, the time when we sleep, you know, this is even considered an act of worship in this blessed month. You know, and this is a very opportune time, a time when we can you know, make use of and benefit from in, you know, to, and also progress spiritually. In the Holy Quran, we read the following regarding the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is the one in which the Quran was sent down as guidance to mankind. So this is one of the distinctions of the month of Ramadan. And, you know, the month of Ramadan, it's been said that in and of itself, it has no virtue. Rather, the virtue of the month of Ramadan lies in the fact that the Quran was revealed in this month. God says, with manifest proofs of guidance and the distinguisher. So let those of you who witness it fast in it. This is a reference to the fact that fasting is an obligation in the month of Ramadan. And as for anyone who is sick or on a journey, let it be a similar number of other days. Allah desires ease for you, and He does not desire hardship for you. And so that you may complete the number and magnify Allah for guiding you, and that you may give thanks. In this blessed prophetic tradition, we read the following. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, verily the gates of heaven are opened on the first night of the month of Ramadan and are not closed again until the very last night. So this is a reference to the fact that, you know, God's the opportunity or the, you know, the capability to enter heaven, the worthiness of entrance into heaven is something that can be easily acquired in this blessed month by the performance of the acts of worship and the acts of ibadat, right? And when the hadith, of course, what the hadith says, it they are closed on the last day. This does not mean that, you know, after the month of Ramadan, there is no way that somebody can enter heaven. But rather, it means that, you know, it's a lot more difficult. Right? I mean, perhaps it's a reference to the fact that in other times we have to exert an effort. It depends on our will. You know, in other days, whereas in the month of Ramadan, you know, a certain level and degree of exposure to heaven is, you know, automatically acquired by us simply because of the arrival of this blessed month. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the opening of the gates of heaven in the month of Ramadan in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.